This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi today. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. According to party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on Thursday at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the administration in Jammu and Kashmir to ensure the full implementation of the three new criminal laws in the Union Territory by April this year. He said this while chairing a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said that optimum use of technology should be made to ensure speedy justice under the three new criminal laws. The Home Minister said that with the decline in terror activities and improvement in the security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir, the police should now prioritize safeguarding the rights of citizens. He added that there is an urgent need to use the provision of trial in absentia in the Union Territory. He said that every police station in Jammu and Kashmir should make the maximum use of the National Automated Fingerprint Identification System. He said that 100% training of investigating officers regarding the provisions of the new laws should be ensured at the earliest. Speaking to media after the meeting, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said efforts will be made to raise awareness among the people of Jammu and Kashmir about the three new laws. India and Qatar has agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary in the External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said two agreements and five MOUs were signed between both the nations. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double their trade to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inauguration of the Inland Waterways Transport IWT terminal on the Brahmaputra National Waterway 2 at Jogegopa in Assam. In a social media post, he described it as a significant step towards improving infrastructure and promoting inland waterways for the progress and prosperity of the region. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal, along with Bhutan's Minister of Finance Lyonpo Namgyal Dorji, inaugurated the IWT terminal at Jogegopa. The terminal is located at a distance of 91 kilometers from Gelepu in Bhutan and 108 kilometers from Bangladesh border and 147 kilometers from Guwahati. The Uttar Pradesh government and Mahakumbh Mela authorities have dismissed rumors claiming the Prayagraj Mahakumbh has been extended beyond the 26th of this month. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Mandad clarified that the rumor circulating widely on the social media is entirely false. Mr. Mandad also clarified that no railway station has been closed without prior notice. He added that since the station is adjacent to the fair, the Prayag Sangam railway station has been permanently closed to avoid large crowd gathering. Meanwhile, all other stations in Prayagraj are operational. Former United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, along with his family, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared that they had a wonderful conversation on many topics. He also stated that Mr. Sunak is a great friend of India and is passionate about furthering strengthening India-UK ties. The ninth edition of the ICC Champions Trophy will kick off this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. Rohit Sharma-led Indian team will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. The 34th edition of the ITTF-ATTU Asian Cup Table Tennis Tournament 2025 will begin in Shenzhen, China this morning. The tournament consists of competitions in both men's and women's singles categories. Each event will feature 32 players. And with that, we end this news bulletin.